There is an act in our deen, an amal in our deen, which is called tawbah. What is the meaning of tawbah? Literally, tawbah means to return. That whenever you go beyond the limitations, return. That is all. Then we take the other incident of Musa alayhi salam, when he was commanded by Allah, he was asked by Allah Ta'ala, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. What is in your hand? What is in your right hand, O Musa alayhi salam? So he said that this is my staff, my stick. أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. I can recline on it, I use it to feed my animals, and I got many benefits that come to me from this. That is your material. That is your worldly, what we call dunya. See? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before sending Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, he tells him that that which you have now enumerated such benefits of, my command to you is throw it. That's why they say, until you do not leave something for the sake of Allah, you will not be able to stay with it for the sake of Allah. Then you will be staying with it for something else. So until we cannot part from something for the sake of Allah, we will not live with it for the sake of Allah. We will live with it, whether it's our family, whether it's our businesses, whatever it may be, but we will not be living with it for the sake of Allah. So Musa alayhi salam is commanded to throw it. That which is beneficial to you, throw it. He throws it. It becomes a serpent by the hukum of Allah. To show that that which you will call benefit, if Allah doesn't want it to be benefit, it will be harmful. He retreated. He took a few steps back. Now the same thing that was beneficial now has become harmful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, now that which you can see as harmful, against the grain, once again. But the command of Allah is, get hold of it. Now he holds it, fulfilling the command of Allah against the grain, against all the strategies and the thoughts that we can make out, that I will lose out if I follow the command of Allah at this juncture. I must do what everybody does. See? But to make sure that this iman is rasikh in the heart, it is embedded in the heart, that only Allah can solve the problems of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, now that which you are seeing as harmful, go and catch it. When he catches it, now it's that beneficial stick again. But the mentality now is that that benefit that is coming from it is coming from Allah, not from the stick anymore. The priority and the mindset is corrected now. Now he's holding the same stick. You will not lose anything if you sacrifice anything for the sake of Allah. You'll get it back and you'll get more back. But with the correct mentality, you will use it now. And what if, ulama say, he held on to that stick and he didn't want to part with that stick when he was told to throw it? Then it would have turned into a serpent in his own hand. And that is what has happened to us. That instead of fulfilling the command of Allah, we hold on to our material, and then it has become a poisonous serpent in our own hands. And that poison of the love of wealth at all costs, against all morality and fairness with people, and that love and desire of accumulating against preparing for the akhirah and fulfilling the command of Allah, that poison is in our bodies now. Until and unless that poison is not taken out and we're still holding on, we cannot solve any problems. We will not be able to solve any problems. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. You may be suffering, the Muslim Ummah may be suffering, but the solution is to join that struggle and suffering with piety. And until piety doesn't come, you can take a person who is poverty stricken, poor person, take a person who's having marital problems, I'm focusing on more nearer to home. You can try how much counseling you want. You can put buckets of money to solve his problem, you will not solve his problem because he himself doesn't want to come out of his problem. And that's the decision that we have to make. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Quran says that those who we give authority on the earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاءَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ We want that Allah must give us authority on this earth. I am asking the question. Even if Allah Ta'ala decrees now, I told you, we don't want to change, but we want Allah to fulfill our needs. If Allah wants to give South Africa to the Muslim Ummah, what are you going to do? It will become another Dubai. That's all. And any other Muslim country. Prostitution, casinos, you name it. Because nothing is going to change. It just now become a Muslim country. What does that mean? Quran says that when we give authority, those people will establish salah, zakah, amr bil ma'ruf, nahi and munkar. So coming back to that example, that youngster in the class tells the teacher, I want the first position, but I don't want to change my study habits. Can he take the prize of the first position when he doesn't want to study? Solution of all problems is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and when we want it, it's there for us. The other usul we must remember, we normally quote this ayat that Allah will not change the plight of the people until they change themselves. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. But we only say it to people in problems. The ayat wasn't revealed for people in problems. It was revealed to people that were in felicity and goodness. That first Allah gives you all the goodness, a sound health, no problems. Then you are told that, see here, don't change your condition. What you got, take care of it, preserve it, make sure you use it within the parameters, the limitations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for you. Otherwise, you're going to lose it. That is the asal message. And then we use the same ayat for that person who's already gone off to come back. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to believe that we can solve the problems of our lives. But He must also give us that ability, that tawfiq, to make an intention to solve it. And if we start changing within ourselves, we'll see changes within ourselves. If we change as a community, you'll see the changes as a community. And when we will change as an ummah, Allah Ta'ala will bring nusrat according to that. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله